This prayer was written by Isaac Ackerman, a pastor at Uni Place Church. He shared this at the Interfaith Grateful Gathering, where the theme was also home in the unhoused, mirroring our Advent theme this season. Source of shelter, comfort, and hope, we gather today with hearts open to the stories of our neighbors who live without walls, without certainty, and too often without welcome. We come confessing that in a world of abundance, too many are left outside. We confess that sometimes we walk past, sometimes we look away, and sometimes our systems build fences when they should build foundations of care. Teach us to pause, to see the person, not the problem, to listen to the stories whispered from sleeping bags, alleyways, and crowded shelters, to recognize in every face, housed or unhoused, a reflection of love, dignity, and sacred worth. We pray for those who are cold tonight, or afraid, or alone. Wrap them in warmth made from the courage of community, the sturdiness of compassion, and the promise that they are not forgotten. For those weary from navigating paperwork, waiting lists, and doors that do not open, we pray not only for rest, but for justice that unlocks those doors. May policies be shaped with mercy. May budgets reflect kindness. May our concern become commitment. Give strength to those working on the front lines, advocates, shelter staff, faith communities, volunteers, and neighbors serving neighbors. Renew them when the work feels too heavy, and remind all of us that the work of repair belongs to every one of us. And for those seeking home, not just a roof, but a place to belong, we pray for more than solutions. We pray for belonging, dignity, and delight. May they find people who learn their names, listen to their stories, and treat them not as clients, but as neighbors, coworkers, and friends. Give us imaginations big enough to envision a world where no one is unhoused and hearts willing to take the first step toward it. Until that day, teach us how to love here and now, with gloves and blankets, with advocacy and presence, with friendship and respect. Knit us together in a spirit that sees every person as worthy, every story as holy, every life is beloved. May we not only say that dignity dwells among the least of these, but believe it deeply enough to go and meet it there. God, in your many names, Yahweh, Adonai, Alpha and Omega, and many more, we pray. Amen.